Head coach Rich Chernum has joined us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. You having a good week, coach?
Yeah, I think that after getting back from the three game and three nights in Scotland, and guys having a day and a half to recover and refresh, yesterday's practice was very good and upbeat, and we have two big games against Sheffield, Belfast this weekend, and we want to build off of our last game, what we did. Even though it was a tight game against Dundee, I give them a lot of credit, they played well, but we found a way to win, and that's what we want to continue to build off of for this weekend.
You must have been bitterly disappointed with the results in Glasgow and Fife.
Well, any time that you lose, you're never ever satisfied or happy with a loss. I mean, but I think the biggest key was we were making and giving opportunity to both Fife and Glasgow in those games, because of our mistakes that we were allowing to give them scoring chances, and those are things that as the season progresses, that you just have to stop making, because ultimately from start to finish in a game, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes defensively or with puck management is usually the team that has the result at the end of the game. And those two games in particular, and even go back to the Belfast game, the three games that we lost and gave up a fair amount of goals were strictly because of our own fault, not because we played a better team where you can just tip your hat to them and say, hey, we had no chance against them. But all three of those games, were games that, especially in the first half of the game, were right there. And then we lose our concentration at times. And those are the things that we need to quickly recover and get back on track and play the way we know we can.
Long way to go. And this weekend, you're back off the naughty step.
What is that?
That's a phrase in this country when someone's being told off and told to go and sit on the naughty step for a game.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, in that regard, yeah, I've been able to take off my ankle bracelet. at the same time, I'll be the first one to say the reactions that I had made after that play was, and after that goal was disallowed, are not acceptable, and you just can't do that in the world of pro sports.
And in the world of pro sports, there are emotions, there are passions. And we're going to see some of that passion this weekend at our biggest rival Saturday, then at home against another rival team, Belfast, on Sunday.
Well, let's start one game at a time. And, Belfast, or first of all, Sheffield, they played on Saturday, Sunday, won one, lost one, played last night. They lost a tight game
in Guildford.
And coming back and being ready for us, they've got some of their players back. Probably be a little bit of a different, team. And I think they'll continue to play with the passion that they need, because nobody likes to lose. And, they're playing at home, and they'll bring a lot of pride. And, our guys have to be ready for that, counter that, play simple, play effective, make their defensemen go back for pucks in even-numbered situations on the rush, 200 feet, and, play solid defensively and make sure that, with our good defensive play, they're the ones that are turning pucks over and making bad decisions.
And then on Sunday, folks, it's a 4 o'clock start for Panthers versus Belfast. Rich mentioned there the defeat in Belfast. That means we've got revenge on the calendar, revenge on the menu, and revenge is always best served cold on the ice at the arena here in Nottingham. Good seats still available.